The memory palace of your mind, how to use ancient memory techniques to unleash your brain's untapped potential. By Dominic O'Brien. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Palace of Your Mind: How to Use Ancient Memory Techniques to Unleash Your Brain's Untapped Potential by Dominic O'Brien is a book that explores the power of memory and how to use it to its fullest potential. O'Brien is an 8-time world memory champion and has used his expertise to create a comprehensive guide to unlocking the power of memory. The book is divided into 3 parts. Part 1 covers the basics of memory and how to use it effectively, Part 2 focuses on the use of mnemonic devices and memory palaces, and Part 3 provides practical advice on how to use these techniques in everyday life. Part 1 begins with an introduction to the power of memory and how it can be used to improve one's life. O'Brien then explains the basics of memory, including the different types of memory, the importance of repetition, and the use of mnemonic devices. He also provides tips on how to improve one's memory, such as using visualization and association. Part 2 focuses on the use of mnemonic devices and memory palaces. O'Brien explains how to create a memory palace, which is a mental structure used to store information. He then provides detailed instructions on how to use mnemonic devices, such as the PEG system, the number shape system, and the journey method. Part 3 provides practical advice on how to use these techniques in everyday life. O'Brien explains how to use memory palaces to remember names, facts, and figures. He also provides tips on how to use mnemonic devices to remember lists, speeches, and other information. Finally, he provides advice on how to use these techniques to improve one's performance in exams and other tests. The Memory Palace of Your Mind is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to unlock the power of their memory. O'Brien's comprehensive guide provides detailed instructions on how to use mnemonic devices and memory palaces to improve one's memory and performance. With his expert advice, readers can learn how to use these techniques to their fullest potential. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Memory Palace Technique. This technique is an ancient memory tool that uses visualization to store and recall information. It involves creating a mental image of a place and associating information with the objects in that place. This technique can be used to remember facts, figures, and other information. Main idea number 2. The link method. This method involves creating a mental link between 2 pieces of information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing lists, facts, and figures. It involves creating a vivid image in the mind that connects the 2 pieces of information. Main idea number 3. The story method. This method involves creating a story to remember information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a vivid story in the mind that connects the pieces of information. Main idea number 4. The chunking method. This method involves breaking down information into smaller chunks. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves breaking down the information into smaller, more manageable pieces. Main idea number 5. The acronym method. This method involves creating an acronym to remember information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating an acronym that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. Main idea number 6. The rhyme method. This method involves creating a rhyme to remember information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a rhyme that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. Main idea number 7. The visualization method. This method involves creating a mental image to remember information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a vivid image in the mind that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. Main idea number 8. The mnemonic device method. This method involves creating a mnemonic device to remember information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a mnemonic device that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. Main idea number 9. The association method. This method involves creating associations between pieces of information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating associations between the pieces of information that need to be remembered. Main idea number 10. The imagination method. This method involves using the imagination to remember information. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a vivid image in the mind that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. Main idea number 11. The repetition method. This method involves repeating information to remember it. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves repeating the information multiple times until it is committed to memory. Main idea number 12. The location method. This method involves associating information with a location. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with a specific location in the mind. Main idea number 13. The alphabet method. This method involves associating information with the letters of the alphabet. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with the letters of the alphabet in order to remember it. Main idea number 14. The number method. This method involves associating information with numbers. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with numbers in order to remember it. Main idea number 15. The color method. This method involves associating information with colors. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with colors in order to remember it. Main idea number 16. The music method. This method involves associating information with music. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with music in order to remember it. Main idea number 17. The movement method. This method involves associating information with movement. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with movement in order to remember it. Main idea number 18. The time method. This method involves associating information with time. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with time in order to remember it. Main idea number 19. The emotion method. This method involves associating information with emotions. It is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with emotions in order to remember it. Main idea number 20. The memory palace. This is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a mental image of a place and associating information with the objects in that place. This technique can be used to remember facts, figures, and other information. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The memory palace technique is an ancient memory tool that has been used for centuries to help people remember information. It involves creating a mental image of a place and associating the information you want to remember with objects in that place. This technique can be used to store facts, figures, and other types of data in your mind. To use this technique effectively, it is important to create vivid images and associate them with the information you are trying to recall. For example, if you wanted to remember the date of a historical event such as the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, you could imagine yourself standing inside a palace filled with statues representing each month from January through December. You would then visualize yourself walking up to one particular statue which represents July and seeing 1776 written on its base. This visualization will help anchor the date into your memory so that when you need it later on, all you have to do is recall this image from your memory palace. The more vivid and detailed your visualizations are, the easier it will be for you to access this information when needed. Main idea number 2. The link method is a powerful tool for memorizing lists, facts, and figures. It involves creating a vivid image in the mind that connects two pieces of information together. This method works by forming an association between the two items to be remembered. For example, if you wanted to remember the names of two people, John and Mary, you could imagine them standing side by side holding hands. The mental image created would help you recall both names when needed. This technique can also be used to remember more complex information such as dates or numbers. To do this, create an imaginative scene that links each item with its corresponding number or date. For instance, if you wanted to remember the year 1776, imagine George Washington crossing the Delaware River on July 4th of that year. The link method is a great way to improve your memory and recall important information quickly and accurately. With practice and dedication, it can become second nature. Main idea number 3. The story method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a vivid story in the mind that connects the pieces of information together. This method can be used to remember anything from dates and names to complex equations or formulas. To use this method effectively, it is important to create an interesting story with characters and settings that are easy to recall. The more detailed the story is, the easier it will be to remember all of its components. When using this technique, start by breaking down your material into smaller chunks or sections that you can easily connect together in a narrative form. Then begin constructing your story by adding details such as characters, locations, objects, etc., which will help make it more memorable. Once you have created your story, try visualizing each scene in detail while repeating key words or phrases associated with each part of the material you are trying to learn. By doing this regularly over time, you should find yourself able to recall large amounts of information quickly and accurately without having to refer back constantly for reminders. The story method has been proven effective for many people who struggle with traditional methods of memorization, such as rote learning. Main idea number 4. The chunking method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves breaking down the information into smaller, more manageable pieces. This method allows you to better organize and store the data in your mind so that it can be recalled more easily when needed. By chunking the information into smaller chunks, it becomes easier to remember each individual piece of data as well as how they all fit together. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items such as fruits or countries in Europe, instead of trying to recall them all at once, you could break them down into smaller groups or categories. For instance, with fruits, you could group apples and oranges together, bananas and grapes together, etc., making it much easier to recall each item on the list. With countries in Europe, you could group them by region, example, Northern Europe, Denmark, Finland, Southern Europe, Italy, Greece. By using this technique, not only will it help make recalling facts easier but also allow for deeper understanding of complex topics, since we are able to break down large amounts of information into more digestible parts. Main idea number 5. The acronym method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating an acronym that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. This method can help you remember complex concepts or long lists of items by breaking them down into smaller chunks and assigning each chunk a letter in the acronym. For example, if you need to remember the names of all 7 continents, Africa, Antarctica, Asia, Australia, Europe, North America, and South America, you could create an acronym such as AANSA, which stands for Africa, Antarctica, Asia, Europe, North America, South America. Once you have created your acronym, it is important to visualize it in order to make sure that it sticks in your memory. Visualization helps strengthen connections between neurons in your brain so that when one neuron fires off, another related neuron will fire too. To do this, try picturing yourself writing out the letters of the acronym on a chalkboard, or imagine yourself saying each letter aloud while visualizing what they stand for. Using acronyms can also be helpful when studying for exams or preparing presentations, because they allow you to quickly recall key points without having to spend time searching through notes or textbooks. Additionally, using acronyms can help reduce stress levels associated with remembering large amounts of information, since once mastered, they provide quick access to knowledge. Main idea number 6. The rhyme method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a rhyme that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. This method can help you remember complex concepts or long lists of items by associating them with an easy-to-remember phrase or sentence. For example, if you need to remember the order of planets in our solar system from closest to furthest away from the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, etc., you could create a rhyme such as, "My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas," which would stand for each planet in order. This technique works because it helps your brain make connections between words and ideas more easily than trying to recall them without any context. The rhymes also provide an auditory cue, which makes it easier to recall what was learned, since hearing something often triggers memories better than just seeing it written down on paper. Using this method can be especially helpful when studying for exams or preparing presentations where there are lots of facts and figures that need to be recalled quickly and accurately. By taking some time beforehand to create rhymes associated with key points in your material, you will have an easier time recalling those details during the actual exam or presentation. Main idea number 7. The visualization method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a vivid image in the mind that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. This method can help you remember complex concepts or long lists of items by associating them with an image or scene. For example, if you need to remember a list of countries in Europe, you could imagine each country as part of a map and visualize it in your mind's eye. Visualization also helps when trying to recall specific details about something. By picturing the object or concept in your head, it becomes easier to recall its features and characteristics. Additionally, this technique can be used to create associations between different pieces of information so they are easier to remember together. Using visualization techniques requires practice and dedication, but can be incredibly useful when trying to commit things to memory. With enough practice, these mental images will become more vivid and detailed over time, which will make recalling them much easier. Main idea number 8. The mnemonic device method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating an acronym or phrase that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. For example, if you need to remember the order of planets in our solar system, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, etc., you could create a mnemonic device such as, "My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas," which stands for Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. This method works by associating each letter with something meaningful and memorable. This helps your brain recall the information more easily when needed. Additionally, it can also help break down complex concepts into smaller chunks so they are easier to understand and remember. Using this method requires creativity and practice, but can be very effective in helping you retain large amounts of data quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 9. The association method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating associations between the pieces of information that need to be remembered. This method works by connecting two or more items together in an imaginative way so that they can be recalled easily when needed. For example, if you wanted to remember the names of all the planets in our solar system, you could create an association between each planet and something else, such as Saturn being associated with a clock because it has rings around it like a clock face. This technique also works well for remembering lists or sequences of numbers or words. By associating each item on the list with something else, such as images or stories, it becomes much easier to recall them later on. Additionally, this method can help improve your overall memory capacity by strengthening neural pathways in your brain. Overall, the association method is an effective way to remember facts and figures quickly and accurately. With practice and dedication, anyone can use this technique to unlock their full potential. Main idea number 10. The imagination method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a vivid image in the mind that stands for the information that needs to be remembered. This method can be used to remember anything from names and dates to complex equations or foreign language vocabulary words. To use this technique effectively, it is important to create an image that is as vivid and detailed as possible. The more detail you add into your mental picture, the easier it will be to recall later on. When using this method, it helps if you have some kind of structure in place so that you can easily organize all of the images associated with different pieces of information. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items such as groceries or errands, then try picturing them arranged in order along a path or timeline within your imagination. Alternatively, if you are trying to remember something like historical dates, then try associating each date with its own unique image. The imagination method can also be combined with other memory techniques such as mnemonics or rhymes, which help make remembering even easier by providing additional cues for recalling information quickly and accurately. Main idea number 11. The repetition method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves repeating the information multiple times until it is committed to memory. This method can be used in various ways, such as repeating aloud or writing down the information several times. Additionally, one can use mnemonic devices such as rhymes or acronyms to help remember the material more easily. This technique works by creating pathways in your brain that are associated with certain pieces of information. The more you repeat something, the stronger these pathways become, and thus making it easier to recall this information when needed. Furthermore, repetition helps create associations between different pieces of knowledge, which makes them easier to remember. Repetition is an effective way of committing things to memory because it allows us to practice recalling what we have learned over and over again until we have mastered it. It also helps us retain new knowledge better than simply reading or hearing about something once. Main idea number 12. The location method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with a specific location in the mind. This method works by creating an imaginary place or memory palace in your head that you can use to store and recall information. You then associate each piece of information with a particular spot within this memory palace. For example, if you wanted to remember the names of all 50 U.S. states, you could imagine walking through your house room by room and placing each state name on an object in each room. As you walk through your house mentally, it will be easier to recall the names of all 50 states because they are associated with different locations throughout your home. This technique has been used since ancient times as a way to improve memory retention and recall accuracy. It is especially useful when trying to remember large amounts of data, such as lists or long passages from books or speeches. Main idea number 13. The alphabet method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with the letters of the alphabet in order to remember it. This method can be used to store large amounts of data in an organized way that makes it easier to recall later on. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of items such as fruits, you could assign each item a letter from A to Z and then use those letters as cues when trying to recall them. This technique works by creating mental images or stories associated with each letter, which helps make the information more memorable. The key is to create vivid images that are easy to visualize and associate with each letter so they will stick in your mind. Additionally, this method can also be used for remembering names or dates by assigning them specific letters. Overall, the alphabet method is an effective way of organizing and storing large amounts of data into easily retrievable chunks, which makes it easier for us to access our memories when needed. With practice and dedication, anyone can master this technique and unlock their brain's full potential. Main idea number 14. The number method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with numbers in order to remember it. This method can be used to store large amounts of data in an organized way that makes it easier to recall later on. For example, if you wanted to remember the names of all the US presidents, you could assign each president a number from 1 to 45, or however many there are. Then when you need to recall one of them, simply think of their corresponding number and the name will come back. This technique works best when combined with visualization techniques such as creating mental images or using mnemonic devices like rhymes or acronyms. By combining these two methods together, you can create vivid memories that are easy to access whenever needed. Additionally, this method can also be used for more abstract concepts such as remembering formulas or equations by assigning each part its own numerical value. Overall, the number method is an effective way of organizing and storing large amounts of data in your memory so that it's easily accessible when needed. With practice and dedication, anyone can master this technique and use it to improve their memory skills. Main idea number 15. The color method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with colors in order to remember it. This method can be used to help you recall complex ideas or long lists of items quickly and easily. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of countries in Europe, you could assign each country a different color and then visualize that color when thinking about the country. This technique works because our brains are wired to respond more strongly to visual cues than verbal ones. By assigning colors to certain pieces of information, we create an easier way for our brains to store and retrieve this data later on. Additionally, using multiple senses, sight and hearing, helps us better encode memories into our long-term memory. The color method is also useful for studying difficult concepts or topics that require memorization. You can use this method by assigning different colors to key terms or ideas related to the topic at hand. Then, when studying these concepts further down the line, simply recalling their associated colors will help jog your memory as well as make learning more enjoyable. Main idea number 16. The music method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with music in order to remember it. This method can be used to help recall complex concepts or long lists of items. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of countries in Europe, you could create a melody that corresponds with each country's name and then sing the melody when recalling the list. This technique works because our brains are wired to respond more strongly to music than other forms of input. The rhythm and repetition involved in creating melodies helps us store information more effectively than simply reading or writing it down. Additionally, by connecting an emotion or feeling with the song we create for each piece of information we want to remember, we make it easier for our brain to access that memory later on. Using this method requires some creativity as well as practice, but can be incredibly effective once mastered. With enough time and effort put into learning how best utilize this technique, anyone can use the music method as an invaluable tool for improving their memory. Main idea number 17. The movement method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with movement in order to remember it. This method can be used to help recall complex concepts or long lists of items. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of countries in Europe, you could associate each country with a specific motion such as clapping your hands or tapping your foot. By repeating this process over time, the movements will become associated with the countries and you will be able to easily recall them. This technique can also be used for more abstract concepts such as mathematical equations or scientific theories. Instead of associating physical motions with these ideas, try visualizing yourself performing an action related to the concept while saying it out loud. For instance, if you are trying to learn about Newton's laws of motion, then imagine yourself throwing a ball up into the air while reciting each law aloud. The movement method is an effective way to improve memory retention and recall because it engages both our physical and mental faculties at once. It helps us create strong associations between ideas that we may otherwise struggle to remember on their own. Main idea number 18. The time method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with time in order to remember it. This method works by creating an imaginary timeline in your mind that you can use to store and recall information. You start by picturing a clock or calendar on which you place events or items of knowledge at specific times. For example, if you wanted to remember the date of a historical event, you would imagine placing it on the timeline at its corresponding date. Once this image has been created in your mind, all that's left is to practice recalling it from memory. To do this effectively, try visualizing yourself walking along the timeline and stopping at each point where something important was placed. As you move through each point on the timeline, take note of what was stored there so that when asked about it later on, you can easily recall it. The time method is an effective way to store large amounts of data quickly and efficiently without having to rely solely on rote memorization techniques such as repetition or flashcards. By using this method regularly over time, one can become adept at remembering even complex pieces of information with ease. Main idea number 19. The emotion method is a powerful tool for memorizing facts, figures, and other information. It involves associating the information with emotions in order to remember it. This method works by connecting the data or facts to an emotion that you can easily recall. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items, you could associate each item with a different emotion, such as joy for one item and sadness for another. By doing this, your brain will be able to more easily recall the items because they are associated with strong emotional memories. This technique has been used since ancient times and is still popular today due to its effectiveness. It can help people learn new material quickly and retain it longer than traditional methods of learning. Additionally, using this method helps create vivid mental images, which makes recalling information easier when needed. Using the emotion method requires practice, but once mastered, it can be an invaluable tool for remembering important details or studying complex topics. To get started, try associating simple words or phrases with emotions that make sense to you, then gradually increase the complexity of what you're trying to remember. Main idea number 20. The memory palace is an ancient memory technique that has been used for centuries to help people remember facts, figures, and other information. It involves creating a mental image of a place and associating the information with objects in that place. This technique can be used to store large amounts of data in your mind without having to write it down or use any other physical aids. To create a memory palace, you first need to imagine a familiar location, such as your home or workplace. Then you mentally walk through this space and assign each object within it with some piece of information you want to remember. For example, if you wanted to remember the names of all the US presidents, you could associate each president's name with an object in your imagined palace, like George Washington's name being associated with the front door or Abraham Lincoln's name being associated with the kitchen table. Once these associations are made, they become easier for your brain to recall when needed because they are linked together by their shared context. The more vivid and detailed images created during this process will also make them easier for your brain to access later on when trying to recall specific pieces of information. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.